got his hand. Hey, welcome back to episode 4. I'm Hunter Logan. This is Hunter Logan Unmiked. Episode 4 of season 4, that is. Now, we're doing upgrades to the Christian Country Cafe. The Christian Country Cafe is also another thing that I had trademarked. The Christian Country Cafe is where artists will come in the radio station and they will perform. They can perform an hour concert and we will broadcast it live and share it all over the world. And I wanted to leave them with a good video performance that they could use to promote themselves. CHLE Radio is always looking to help the artist, and it's usually at our expense. I don't know if that's always the best thing, because it usually puts us in a bind. Anyway, so we're getting new cameras to upgrade, and we want to do green screen. So we got to get some green paint, paint the wall, and we got to figure out lighting. And to do this, man, we need an Apple computer, which I'm like, we have to spend some bucks on that. Spend some bucks on some cameras, some lighting, some paint. But we get all of that, and then we bring it up to the front and figure out, okay, let's do it here across from the board where we're at. And we figure out, okay, that'll work. We can do it there. So we're going to do it in the front of the station. Now, I hadn't moved the radio station to the front yet. The radio station is still in the back. The desk with the mics and everything, that's all in the back. But we had open front from the family reunion. So I decided to go ahead and set up a stage up there. And we had a whole nother sound system that we put up there. It was analog too, not digital. And then we were going to do the cameras. Two camera shots. It was pretty cool too, man, because we took all the pews, set them on the other side for seating. And then we did the green screen behind them. And that was cool because we figured out how to put a very cool background behind them. So we were able to put like a stage, a real stage with lights behind them, do two camera shots. They looked really good. The artists looked really good when they were performing there. And we put graphics on the screen. Their name, their contact number, you know, for bookings call. It was just really good. Looking really good. Done really good. In fact, Justin Todd Herod was the first one we got to try it on. And that went really well. In fact, you can still see the video of it on YouTube. And we were doing our YouTube channel. We were launching our YouTube channel. That's how we were going to do it. We're going to launch our YouTube channel with this Christian Country Cafe. Because Facebook is not set up for royalties. That's why Facebook would cut you off a lot. You see a lot of these DJs, they get on and they just set the cameras on themselves and then they play the music and Facebook cut me off. Facebook cut me off. And they don't understand it. They're not cutting you off. They say, well, I pay my royalties. Well, you're paying royalties to stream music. You're not paying royalties to stream music on Facebook. You're paying royalties to stream your music on your stream. Whatever your stream server is, that's what you're paying your royalties for, to be able to stream your music over the internet. Not on every platform, just whatever your platform is. But YouTube has bought what they call blanket royalty license, so they're set up for that. So you can play music on YouTube and you'll be okay, because they're set up for it, as long as you pay your royalties on your stream. So you can do your stream on YouTube if you have a YouTube channel. So that's what we were going to do. We're going to start building our YouTube channel. I was quite skeptical, though. And here's why. I'm still from the old school. I still believe TV is made for watching, and radio is made for listening. Now, I, for one, don't want to sit on Facebook and look at somebody and hear them talk over the music while I'm listening to the music. If I want to listen to the music, I want to listen to the music. I don't want to hear them talk. Now, if I want to watch somebody do some monkey shines and shenanigans, well, then I'll watch them. But I'm old school. But nonetheless, I'm thinking this is not going to work. I'm thinking that our listeners are not going to switch over to YouTube. But I'm willing to try it for a month and a half, and see if it's going to work. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to give it a shot. But I said, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. We're going to have ad blocks when the music's playing and I'm not talking, or we don't have guests on the show. Let's have slideshows, like different ads to play when the music's playing, instead of it just sitting on me and watching me type or watching me, because I'm not going to be able to hold people's attention at the camera that long. Plus, I'm borderline Tourette's. I'm probably mild Tourette syndrome. I have it, I'm sure, with all the different tics and stuff I got. So I'm not going to sit on the camera like that. So, but I said I'll try it. But if we're going to do it, this is the way we're going to do it. And we did. We got a nice background, figured it out. Got a background for the show. Got everything going. And it worked. And then we were able to do the show when I went to a break. Then we had the posters. Sometimes who was playing, sometimes who was coming up on the morning show, our guests for the month, just different things. It worked really good. Here's what didn't happen, okay? It was only a handful of people. And when I say a handful, like I can count them on one hand. Sometimes I could count them on two hands, rarely, that really watched and listened from the YouTube side of things. The majority of everybody still laid on and listened from the app. Nobody really watched the YouTube channel. No one. Nobody wanted to sit there for 3 hours. Which I knew they didn't. They just didn't. It was unappealing. So probably the best thing to do for the YouTube channel would be to do clips of the shows. Put clips on. Little vids, stuff like that. But you got to be consistent in doing it. I've become pretty consistent doing stuff like that on Choice Social, but not YouTube lately. So the YouTube channel does suffer. I'll be honest with you, I just lost interest in the whole thing because YouTube makes you jump through a lot of hoops before you can get to the whole live thing of doing it. And you got to actively work YouTube to get it going. Okay, it's a lot of work. Well, when you're one person, you can't always do YouTube all the time. If that's all I had to do all day long was YouTube, then maybe. But it's not. So it took a while to figure out exactly what I thought. TV is made for watching. Radio is made for listening. And I'm still holding on to that. That's still how I'm believing. And that's how that worked out. So we kept it just to doing the Christian Country Cafe, and I cut out the morning show, doing it live on YouTube. And now we just do, when we have guests in, we just do it on Facebook Live. Just the guests. We don't do me. We don't do the whole show. We just do the guests live. Now, coming up in September, I got a call from my buddy, Mr. John Randolph. He says, hey, man, I'm looking for some artists. I need somebody to come do music with a message. The artist I had scheduled can't make it, and I'm looking for somebody to come do it. Do you know of anyone to do it? I said, man, I got a half a mind to do it myself. And I was kind of just kidding. But the Lord had been dealing with me, started giving me my passion back for playing since I got that J200. And now I had that Dove. So, man, I'm feeling it, right? I'm feeling the passion of just wanting to play again, and I can feel it coming up. But I really wasn't all that serious. I said, hey, man, let me get a hold of my buddy, Nathan, and I'll see if he can do it, if he's available, Nathan Areno. Because I knew Nathan was getting ready to go out on his own. Because the band was getting ready to not be a band, and he was going to go out on his own. So John hit me back. He says, well, hey, why don't y'all just both come do it? I'm like, okay, that's cool. So I got a hold of my buddy Nathan, and he said, yeah, man, I'm available. I said, you want to go do it with me? He said, yeah, man, we'll do that. So we both went and did Music with a Message. I hadn't had any religious songs yet wrote. I didn't have any Christian songs wrote yet. So I had to do a couple of covers that I do, like in church and stuff. I went back to the songs I'd wrote and found some clean songs that I'd wrote. As clean as I could find. There wasn't nothing wrong with them. You know, like Boogie in the Swamp was just about growing up down here and Interstate 10 and what we did and stuff like that. And just did a little comedic thing about the Love Boat and stuff like that. And when I was on the ship and just kind of give my testimony and stuff. And, you know, did some songs that went along with it. It went really well. So it went really well because it was music with a message. Didn't say gospel music with a message. It was just music with a message. So it went really well. And, of course, Nathan always does a great job wherever he goes. He's a phenomenal singer-songwriter. He really is. But that right there, that event, Music with a Message, in Maybank, Texas, by the way. Now, the Maybank Cafe, let me just pause for a minute. The Maybank Cafe, oh, my goodness. If y'all ever get a chance to go there, Victor and Loretta Flores, the owners of it, phenomenal, wonderful Christian folks. That cafe has the best food. Those people are just wonderful. I love going there. They're just wonderful. They're great. In fact, a great friend of mine came out and met me, Ken Hoag, and we had played music together in school. We'd stayed in contact through the years. I think he'd come by in Florida when I was stationed in Florida. He's a military guy himself, former military. Great guitar player, man. Great guitar player. I had brought the Gibson sisters with me. Had the J200 and the Dove. I was going to see and my buddy Earl Davis, man, who's a cool, cool dude. I love Earl. He was just being helpful. But he picked up the J200 and I'm like, I'm like, no, dude, no, no, no. It's a very expensive guitar. That is a very expensive guitar. And I just got it back. Not too long ago. And I'll tell you that story probably in the next episode. Or next couple of episodes or something. I'll tell you about that. Got stolen. But I'll tell you that. It's another story. And he was putting it up. And we always joke about that now. But it was a great time over there. Saw some great people. Met some great people. But that was the start of the Lord letting me know, hey, I'm bringing you back to doing your music. I'm going to give you your music back. Because he took it away from me. He took it away from me for a while. He had to get some things out of me. And I guess I wasn't ready to do the music again. And I had been actually fighting it for a bit right there. I had been fighting doing it. I knew I could feel it in my heart that he was pulling at me to do it. But I was so scared because I didn't want to be that guy again. I didn't want to make those same mistakes. But he said, you know, Hunter, you're not that guy anymore. You're changed. You're not going to be that guy again. You're changed. Of course, I didn't have the desire to go out on the road chasing a dream anymore either, wanting to be a... I'd never had delusions of grandeur, but I mean, I had no desire to go play music for a living, so that was already done. And so that worked out. And so Music with a Message in Maybank, Texas was the start of God really, really doing something in me. And I told my buddy Nathan on the ride there and back, I said, man, I want to write something that's going to matter. I said, I don't want to write nursery rhymes anymore. Because Swamp Pop, I write a Swamp Pop song in 5 minutes. Swamp Pop is like nursery rhymes, though. It's nothing to it. I write Swamp Pop songs all day long. Always have. And that's how I made my living in the Swamp Pop world. But I said, I want to write something that matters. And man, I'm so excited about this new album. 13 original songs. And God has put his hand to mine. And the pen has moved. Oh my goodness. There's some great subject matter. God has done a poof. Boy, he's inspired some great songs. And we'll talk about that in some upcoming episodes as well. But Music with a Message in Maybank, Texas was a game changer. I tell you, it really was. And that was the start of the musical journey I'm now on. Because that's what really kicked it off for me, knowing, okay, I have more to do. I have some songs to write. And I need to be able to go out and perform when God wants me to. When I say perform, I actually mean minister. So any opportunity I get to play and sing, I will. Because it's just another tool in my toolbox. That's what it is, another tool in my toolbox. And that's what I'll use it for. That's exactly what I'll use it for to do. Well, I'm going to leave it right here for now. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Giving you an insight to, hopefully, a closer look at me. The real me. It's getting ready to get deeper as we go on, I'm telling you. There's some serious stuff that God dealt with me on and taught me. And I'm getting ready to walk through some trials here that I hadn't walked through yet with the station. And I'm going to talk about them for the first time. I haven't talked about them on the air, but I'm going to talk about them here in these podcasts. Hey, I appreciate all of y'all tuning in and listening. Till next time, God keep you and bless you. Check us out on social media. Check us out on Choice Social. Download the app if you haven't. It's in your app store. ChoiceSocial.us. Follow me. Hunter Logan's free. HLE Radio, Hunter Logan. Check us out on the morning show. I'm still there. 7 a.m., 9 a.m., Monday through Friday. Remember, Duke. And that dude is for Deuteronomy, by the way. 28-2. See you next time.